The views expressed are those of the author as of the date noted, are subject to change based on market and other various conditions, are not a solicitation to purchase or sell any security, and may not reflect the views of United Planners Financial Services. Keep in mind that current and historical facts may not be indicative of future results.
Hi, I'm Angie Nelson. Welcome to KIOW and Bradford's Money Outlook. Join us as we find out what big things are happening at Bradford. Today we have Shallon Weiss and Jared Raymond from the Bradford Financial Center in Clarion and Garner with me to talk about pulling it all together in terms of inflation. So are we?
Manufacturing inflation is dropping. The overall number showed regional output keeps slowing with a reading of negative 12.9 compared with the expectation for negative 12.7 and July's negative 22.6. It continued a steady decline that started in April 2021. The report is a gauge of business activity in Texas, northern Louisiana, and southern New Mexico. The Dallas Fed began administering the survey in June 2004. It sends questionnaires out to manufacturing executives in the region, asking them about the state of current business in addition to forecasting the state of activity 6 months down the road. For August, new orders and the growth rate of orders remained in negative territory, but like the overall index reading, the rate of decline eased for the first time in several months. At the same time, inventories, production, the number of shipments, and backlogs of work also fell.
So what does this suggest in terms of economic activity?
Well, essentially, the data here suggests slowing economic activity. They also indicate that supply chain activity should be returning to normal as businesses are able to complete unfinished work and demand for raw materials slows. The Dallas Fed asked businesses a special question about supply chain constraints. So the number of companies saying they're not experiencing any issues was 41.5%, and that's the highest level since February of 21. And 43.4% of those companies said they experienced supply chain improvements over the last month, compared with the 33.9% this past May and just 18.6% in September of 21. The shift supports falling costs as evidenced by the recent trend in prices paid and received, and these are key measures of inflation growth. Both metrics showed a steady downward trend since peaking earlier this year. This is the same result that we saw from the Kansas City, New York, Philadelphia, and Richmond Fed's manufacturing surveys. Prices paid is important because it tells us what manufacturers are paying to produce goods. So we can think of it relative to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics Producer Price Index, or PPI. So prices received is an equally important reading. This measure tells us what companies are collecting for their finished goods, or basically what it's costing individuals to buy something. We can think of it relative to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics Consumer Price Index, or the CPI. The August reading points toward further weakness in the CPI. Both measures are leading indicators of the direction of inflation. The readings for prices paid and received have a tendency to peak before or right around the same time as the PPI and CPI.
And what are the indexes saying?
The sub-indexes tell us inflation growth and expectations for sustained high prices are cooling. They're returning back toward pre-pandemic levels as activity subsides. That has been a mantra of the Federal Reserve. Longer term, this is a trend money managers who are investing for 8 to 12 months down the road must see in order for them to grow more optimistic about risk assets like stocks. They realize the growth experienced during 2021 due to massive amounts of stimulus is unsustainable. Those big money investors want to see economic activity revert back toward the mean. That way, they have less to worry about from a liquidity and Fed policy standpoint. It took roughly 26 months for inflation to reach these levels, and it's going to take at least 12 months to notice a meaningful slowdown. This is a step in the right direction. A sustainable move lower will tell us the Fed can back off its aggressive rate hike path moving forward, and this may support a longer-term rally in the S&P 500 index.
Okay, so what about the labor market? What are you seeing there?
Well, the number of available jobs in the labor market came in at nearly twice the number of people available to work. And this is important. It shows that inflationary pressure from the labor market is an issue. And now you may be wondering, how is this inflationary? Well, if there are two job openings for every available worker, it gives the worker the upper hand when choosing an employer. This in turn forces the employers to offer a higher wage to employees, especially the upper echelon. In other words, as a job seekers market. Historically, it was the American way to find a job, be good at it, and stick with that job for an entire career, but that idea has changed. Nowadays, changing jobs is as easy as changing your shirt, and in a job seekers market, it's profitable too. And since COVID-19, people who have chosen to switch jobs are averaging an annual wage growth rate of 6.7% versus a 4.9% growth wage for those who stayed put. The job market is an important economic indicator to look at. And as far as how this affects stocks, investors have been pricing in higher inflation and an aggressive Fed.
So the employment market is strong and people who want to work have options. But are these higher wages doing anything to fight inflation or the high costs of housing?
This is great for the U.S. economy in the long term. Key inflation metrics continue to ease. The latest data released showed clear signs that the housing market has left the pandemic-era boom behind. For the first time in 32 months, home prices saw a month-over-month dip in July as growth tipped from deceleration to decline. Annualized home price growth fell by 3% to 14.3% in July and has fallen by nearly 5% since May. The Case-Shiller Home Price Index, or HPI, for June was released. The HPI incorporates more of a lag in its data. June's data is a three-month average of closing prices from April to June. These closing prices can still include contracts signed before the Federal Reserve started to raise interest rates, which caused mortgage rates to rise. The data is starting to reflect a housing market slowdown. Look, the housing market is cyclical, so it is expected to see certain price declines as we leave summer behind. But the difference this time around is that new home inventory is scheduled to see a massive amount of home completions hit the market from pandemic-era backlogs. This should serve as a tailwind for housing prices to fall even further. And remember, housing accounts for nearly 40% of the CPI. Once the housing market fully corrects itself and expunges all the excess demand of the last 2 years, inflation should fall. Slowing inflation would signal to the Federal Reserve that its rate hike policy is working. This would prompt the central bank to back down on additional aggressive rate hikes, boosting investor sentiment and the long-term outlook for the S&P 500 index.
If people have questions about our discussion today to help in managing their wealth journey, what should they do?
For a free consultation to help you manage your wealth journey, contact one of us today at BradfordFinancialCenter.com or call 515-532-6661 or toll free at 1-800-348-4419.
Thank you, Shallon and Jared, for being with us today. Join us again next Tuesday at 9:10 for Bradford's Money Outlook to find out what big things are happening at Bradford. You can also find Bradford's weekly conversations on our website at KIOW.com. I'm Angie Nelson for KIOW.
Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Bradford Financial Center, a registered investment advisor. Insurance services offered through Bradford Insurance. Tax and accounting services offered through Bradford Tax and Accounting Network. Bradford Financial Center, Bradford Insurance, and Bradford Tax and Accounting Network are not affiliated with United Planners. Neither Bradford Financial Center nor United Planners provide tax or legal advice.